This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Actor Armie Hammer has got a lot going on right now.
Yes, he does.
To say the least. First of all, he's going to be stepping away from an upcoming movie called Shotgun Wedding with J-Lo. Part of this could be because there is a big controversy happening right now about some DMs that he has sent to some people, mostly women. There's video going around of him drinking and licking a white substance while driving. What movies was Armie Hammer in? I know he was the Winklevoss twins in Social Network.
Right. He's been in a whole bunch of movies that, like, I think he's one of those actors kind of like Brad Pitt, where, like, he's painfully good looking, but very charismatic.
Okay.
And a good actor.
Okay.
And it makes, like, kind of like everybody like him a little bit, or so we thought. He was in that Oscar winning movie Call Me By Your Name. Nobody saw that.
Okay.
He was in a gangster movie at some point too. Let me see. He was just in Rebecca on Netflix. A lot of people were watching that. Sorry to Bother You, Cars 3. He was the voice of Jackson Storm in that. So he's been in a lot of, like, adult stuff. He's been in a lot of, like, kid stuff.
Okay.
So anyway.
Now, there are messages going around from claiming to be Armie Hammer to a woman that's saying he's, quote, 100% a cannibal while talking about cutting off toes. He released a statement.
I need to know in what context. Like.
Sexual.
I think he's trying to, like, do some dirty talk, but his dirty talk is way dirtier than other people's.
Like, so there's been a lot of sleuthing on this story over the last couple days. I think this story, like, kind of goes back a week, but we've been distracted as a nation.
Well, sure.
So
yeah.
It kind of went unnoticed.
If there was ever a time for your cannibalism fetish to come out, it was this week.
But, like, even going back several years now to, like, interviews he gave to, like, Playboy magazine and other publications where they, like, have tried to pull, like, hey, tell us some fun sexual stories and stuff like that. The sexual stories that he's told have been, like...
Like, they get too dark?
Have been, like, teasing that, like, he's got a real dark side to his sexuality. And when you couple that with, A, things that his now ex-wife has been saying about him...
Like what?
That, like, he's dark.
That, okay, like, but, he's like, got... what is that? Like, how?
So, like very, very aggressively sexual. He loves to be, like, dominant, but not, like, in, like, a sexy 50 Shades of Grey way.
Okay.
He takes it more to the extreme of, like, pain and, like, suffering and stuff like that.
I'm going to try and give the G-rated version of these texts.
Okay.
Give us the Cars 3 version of the text.
And I want to say, no kink shaving unless you want to cut off lips.
So this is a screenshot of his text. It says, cutting you into pieces and effing the pieces. Can you send me a picture? I want you to bite yourself again. Think of me eating you. What do you need to walk for? You just lay on a pile on the floor and I'll F you whenever I walk past. These are so like weird.
Like it's
my.
It's like extreme. God. And again, no kink shaming, but this is too much.
When the fantasy is you have to become an amputee, I will start to shame.
Right. And like, so according to what a lot of people are theorizing that know him personally is that this is all stuff that has happened over the last year. So COVID's messed up a lot of people's brains, but he also has gotten into real hardcore drugs.
Okay.
So play the clip that I got you, because this is a video that surfaced. Hold on, pause it for a second.
Getting weird.
This is him driving in a car with an unseen man. We don't know who the man is.
His face is blurred out.
Yeah, and the man has white crystals on the palm of his hand, and Armie Hammer licks the crystals off. So,
okay, wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm not real well-versed in drug stuff.
Right.
When you say white crystals, is that cocaine?
It could be cocaine. It could be crack. It could be meth.
Okay.
It could be many things.
I was just trying to understand.
It's definitely not versed in this.
It's definitely not sugar.
Well, yeah, okay.
More.
Oh, God.
And apparently it doesn't taste good.
So that's him licking it off the guy's hand and then like going like, woo, gives me the heebie-jeebies because it tastes so bad.
And there's another video that Armie Hammer put out there himself of him drinking a beer while driving a car.
Did he put it out there himself or did he send it to someone?
I don't know. Regardless, why would you shoot a video of you drinking and driving? And then it's a Miller High Life of all things too. And it's like, oh.
As opposed to what? What is the appropriate drink? Drinking and driving beer.
I don't know, but for some reason, the banquet of beer doesn't seem to be it.
Okay.
So Armie Hammer released a statement saying, quote, "I'm not responding to these BS claims in light of the vicious online attacks against me." He also added, quote, "I cannot in good conscience leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate, who's producing the movie, is supporting me in this, and I am grateful to them for that."
I will say, as somebody, like you were saying before, he's very good looking, and he's very good looking.
He is.
I mean.
And talented, too.
I never got the charismatic thing, and like, he does kind of look like a villain.
I mean, if he wasn't famous, you could kind of see like, yeah, serial killer. I could see that.
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer
allegedly.
Kind of. Allegedly. Allegedly. We're not saying he has.
No. But I can see it.
Seems like he's thought about it.
That friend that he licked the stuff off, he's lucky he got his hand back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.